702 on 92.7 and 106 FM.
Streaming on 702.co.za.
The 702 app.
And on DStv channel 856.
So, increasingly, we are finding out how important sleep is. It's a bit of a no-brainer, but often we need to be reminded about things that are so obvious, not for us only, but for our children in particular. Let's bring in human potential and parenting expert Nikki Bush to talk to us about this. Good morning. I hope you had a good night's sleep.
Good morning, Jane. Yes, I was in bed early last night.
Good girl. How important is that for children?
Gosh, we underestimated, Jane. You know, World Sleep Day was yesterday, and it's a reminder that whether it's for adults or for children, sleep is a nightly tune-up, for our bodies and our brains, and it really makes us fit to be awake. And I ask my audiences often how much sleep they're getting, and adults definitely are averaging somewhere between 5 and 6 hours of sleep a night. The magical hour is 8. That's for adults. But for children, and this is what parents underestimate, and it's part of future-proofing our children, is that babies require between 12 and 19 hours of sleep a night. I mean, a day in total, including their naps. Toddlers, 11 to 14 hours in a 24-hour cycle. Preschoolers, 10 to 13 hours. Primary school children, 9 to 10 hours. And teenagers, 8 to 10 hours. So we actually need a lot more sleep than we think, and children are definitely not getting it because, you know, we've learned how to circumvent, because of electricity, the natural rhythms, our circadian rhythms. And children, as we know, are on screens a lot more than they used to be. Adults are on screens for at least 60% of their day. And why this is important for children is that the minute the light starts dimming, melatonin starts being created, which helps us to fall asleep. If we're in front of screens, that doesn't happen. So we need to start revering sleep in our homes, because children are often being left to watch TV even after their parents go to bed. Jane, this is a thing. It's a real thing. Parents are going off to bed because they haven't taught their children how to fall asleep. And what teachers are seeing is that children are tired at the beginning of a day. They're tired when they come to school. They're not alert. They're more reactive and less responsive. We're also seeing, of course, a pandemic, an epidemic of obesity and diabetes in children. And so this is really important, because sleep for children is about growth and repair. And our children are in a high growth rate, a high growth phase. Their bodies need to repair as well. And here's the really interesting thing about the brain, is that when our children sleep, the brain replays the day. So whatever they've learned in the classroom or on the sports field or on the stage, they get to have a repeat performance. And if you know anything about learning, repetition is so important in learning. And the way the brain connects neurons while we sleep is important. And the brain also files away the experiences of the day. So our children need this downtime in order for the brain to do what it needs to do.
And Nikki, I mean, I was trying to tell my kids, and I wish you'd done it for me, because you said it much better than I did, about circadian rhythms, and they kind of zoned out when I tried to make it exciting for them. But what I was trying to do was relay the importance of sleep and how important it is to go to bed at a certain time, and to get those hours in that you mentioned. For one of my twins, it's really hard to get to sleep. She needs some kind of stimulation, some sort of sound, you know, whether it's the AC or whatever it is. How do you convince children to get to sleep? What are the tricks behind that?
So I think it's you know, where are we in our families? You know, do we actually demonstrate good sleep, what we call sleep hygiene? And routine is really important. And yes, you have different kinds of personalities, of body types, of brain types. You know, some of us read before we go to sleep. I'm a reader. I have to read for a few minutes before I go to sleep, not just a few minutes, probably a good 15 minutes or more, where I have a really good friend. And when we have holidayed together, my goodness, I'm so jealous. Her head hits the pillow. That's it. She's gone. Not everybody is like that. So we do need to have a kind of ritual around sleep. Mm. So routine when it comes to children is super duper important. And that routine of the build up towards going to bed is really important, even if you have children who fall asleep differently. So let's talk about young children. You know, consistency is important, teaching kids to go to bed at the same time every night. So, you know, when they're in primary school, it might be 7:30. Between 7:30 and 8 o'clock, depending on how old they are, we know that teenagers go to bed a lot later, and technically, and there have been experiments in other countries, they wake up later and they do better later in the morning than first thing in the morning. But anyway, let's go back to consistency. Mm. So what's the build-up? What are the rituals? Well, we need to start slowing down. And part of slowing down will be that at some point, you need to cut off screen time, a good sort of hour before going to bed. And then a bath. A bath, certainly for me, is a trigger to my body that this is a full stop at the end of the day. It's time to start slowing down. Epsom salts, lavender in the bath, good things to tell the brain to start switching off. And then we talk about reading. Reading a story, a bedtime story, right up until your kids are about 10 to 12 years of age. Reading a bedtime story is about slowing down. It's a trigger. We are going to start going to sleep. And it's that trigger to almost losing consciousness. Mm. You might have another trigger, which is an eye mask. Some people actually sleep with a little eye mask on. Block out lining in the curtain so that light doesn't come through. And here's an interesting one. You know how with little young children or even older children and adults, we get up to go to the loo in the middle of the night.
Mm.
The minute you switch on a bright light, it activates that pineal gland and you wake up. Now, if you have a red globe in your bedside light, you won't get that startle wake-up effect. So that would be a good thing to do. And then, of course, the modern thing is that you can get blue blocker glasses and you can start wearing those 60 to 90 minutes before bed. And you know, for kids, this is quite a fun thing to do to get ready for bed, to start wearing the blue blocker glasses, because it starts telling your brain to slow down, create more melatonin so that you're more ready to go to sleep when you go to bed. So it's part of self-regulation. Sleep is part of self-regulation. And when children are small, we have to teach them when to sleep, when to eat, how to fall asleep by themselves eventually. And it's a life skill we really need to work on. So going to bed before your kids and leaving them with the remote control is not a good strategy for future-proofing them. They need to learn how to fall asleep at the right time every night consistently. Because the interesting thing is that the brain actually washes itself when it goes to sleep. You know how we teach our kids to floss their teeth?
Yeah.
When they're doing, you know, they brush their teeth, they floss their teeth. It's part of the bedtime ritual. Now, when we sleep, the beta amyloid, which is the plaque in the brain, which gets between the neurons and stops them from connecting well, gets washed when we sleep properly. And so this is critical to keep the neurons talking to each other and firing well, is to give our brain a good night's sleep, because it improves our recall in the morning. So give your kids the gift of sleep. So maybe that's the answer for your teenager, is the plaque story, because they can identify with the plaque story because they know what having a cavity in your teeth will lead to.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that is very good advice. Our kids need to get into bed a lot earlier, as do we. And as you've said before, Nikki, and I concur, I mean, we have to lead by example. So tonight I shall be in bed super early, particularly for the show tomorrow. Speak to you again next week. Thank you, Nikki.
Thanks, Jane.